Hello, and welcome to the Lex Podcast. This is my first time doing this, and I would like to introduce myself. My name is Lex Yelovich, and I'm a student at Ocean County College, and I'm a big fan of sports, and I thought this would just be a good idea to just start doing this and introduce myself to the way of broadcasting and just have a good time with it and have different guests on and stuff and see what happens. So I'm joined today by my friend Michael Boldo, and
hello.
He has the specialty of being the first.
I get the honor.
Yeah, you get the honor to be the first one on here. So let's just jump right into it and start off. So February 3rd is the Super Bowl, and I know everyone wants the Rams to win, and I can see why everyone hates the Patriots, but I think you just got to give him the respect he deserves. And I just don't think that everyone really should hate on him. And I'm a big Tom Brady fan myself. He proves the haters wrong. He has 5 rings already.
Definitely.
And I think he should get his 6 to just prove him wrong and just prove that he is the best of all time. Because this team wasn't even really that good this year.
No, they didn't have any receivers or anything. Josh Gordon got suspended, and he like walked out of football because of his, you know, drug stuff.
Yeah. And
whatnot.
But yeah, he brought this team all the way to the Super Bowl again, and
at the age of like 40.
I personally think that he's gonna beat him. But if you have a prediction,
I say the Patriots will win. Only because I feel like Sean McVay is a great coach for the Rams, but I feel like he doesn't have the experience that Belichick and Brady have in the playoffs.
Yeah, I totally agree. So I think it's going to be 24-20, and there was a thing I saw that said that whoever has the ball last will lose the game, which I don't agree with. I think if it's the Patriots. If it's the Patriots that have the ball last with 2 minutes left and they have to score a touchdown or something, I think it's going to happen. I just don't think that Brady isn't going to do it if he has the ball, but that Rams D-line has to get to him. Aaron Donald, Ndamukong Suh.
Mm-hmm. Brockers.
And do what they did against leading up to the Super Bowl and basically just show that they're all big names. Like, I think Aaron Donald's the defensive player of the year.
I
think he should be in the discussion for MVP, personally. But
I'm not counting the Rams out. I mean, they do have a chance to win. I'm not saying the Patriots will win 100% because, I mean, if they can have the rushing game that they had against Dallas with CJ Anderson and Todd Gurley, like, the Patriots defense, like, they would have no answers for that.
Yeah, like I said, it's gonna come down to the Patriots offense versus Rams defense, in my opinion. I think they gotta bring Gurley in a little bit more. I think CJ Anderson is surprisingly very good. He's playing like he was like on the Broncos, but
gained a little weight. But
yeah, I don't want to talk about that. But like you did say, he did whoop up on Dallas, him and Gurley. And the Saints, he kind of just carried the load. And that would just be... It would be nice to see the Rams win, but I just don't think they have it. I don't think they have a really good chance.
Yeah,
like, Goff really... This is like his first or second year now in the playoffs. And yeah, he did bring his team to the Super Bowl, but he's got to go through the best. And definitely, if he does win, then he has a good case of just being... or just improving on his young career, and he could bring that to the grave with him that he beat Tom Brady in the Super Bowl, but I just personally don't think of it. But let's switch gears to this. So for the NFL, there's a lot. I like the competitiveness of the NFL. You never really know who's going to be in the end.
Mm-hmm.
But the AFC, you have a feeling that like the Patriots are going to make it to the
Definitely,
championship,
yeah.
But they can lose. And this is the problem I have with sports. The NBA, I'm not really a big fan of. I don't watch it that much. I just think the Warriors just kind of tank over, or they're like a tank in the NBA. No one can really stop them when they get to the playoffs.
Yeah.
They're just going to beat everyone up. But they're all in their last year. I get that, but everyone wants to go to the Lakers now. Like, obviously, we all know that Anthony Davis has requested a trade, and people are saying that he might go to the Lakers. And there's and now I just saw reports that he's looking for the Celtics now, which is interesting.
The thing is, he wants to go to a place because his contract is almost up. It expires after the end of next season. So he wants to go to a place where he can win a championship maybe this year, but then also sign for the long term.
And yeah, he just said that he's not really looking. He just wants the now and not the next 5 or 10 years. And I think that's a great idea.
I mean, the Pelicans did say today that they had no interest in training. Good night.
But
training Anthony Davis to the Lakers. Also, New York is another possible destination for him. Possibly.
See, I would like that. I think the Knicks need a superstar on their team. I like Porzingis, but he's injured, and yeah. The Knicks are a mess. I don't want to be mean about it, but they're a mess. They're getting rid of. I don't think they should get rid of Cantor. I like Cantor.
Kevin Knox is a young player.
Alonzo Trier, great. I think he's gonna be a great player, but it's just. I think it'll be a perfect fit for the Knicks. They would have two really good big men, and it would be like the new Twin Towers. Like, kinda I guess, like, see what they're trying to do in New Orleans with DeMarcus Cousins, but it just didn't work out that well.
Yeah, because DeMarcus Cousins was a little selfish.
Yeah, and now he's on the Warriors, and he just started, right?
Yeah, he started like a week ago, I think.
And, yeah, I just, like I said with being competitive, the Warriors kind of tank. They're just like a tank, like I said. They're not going to lose in the playoffs. Like, you just know they're going to make it there, so there's no point of really watching for me.
But the Eastern Conference is always up in the air. Like,
yeah,
it could be the Bucks, the Raptors. You never know.
Yeah, this year's a lot of good teams. And I think the Sixers are really, really good. I think they should be the best in the East, but they're just not. Mm-hmm. The Raptors have Kawhi, which is really, he's really good. The Celtics with Kyrie. Again, there's trade rumors going around with Kyrie.
There's also talk that he might sign with the Lakers in free agency and team up with LeBron again.
Yeah, then again, like we said, the Warriors are the tank, and the Lakers might become the next Warriors because everyone wants to go there. LeBron's there. It's Los Angeles. It's a big stage. But it's just not. It would just not be fun to watch because you just, like, I get, like, the small games, like, maybe, like, the Nets and someone else, like, because I know the Nets play everyone really competitive, but they're not a good team, but they play people, like, really close.
If they just had, like, one or two superstars, they would be a top eight team. They would definitely make it to the playoffs.
Yeah, and I think maybe even Anthony Davis to the Nets, but I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah, probably not.
But I just think everything's going to come around, and the Lakers are going to be the new Warriors. It's going to be the same old story. And, yeah, you have any other words for that?
No. Well, actually, where do you think that Paul George is going to end up at the end of the season? Because he might not sign back to the... I mean, there's a possibility he could sign back to the Thunder, but...
People are saying the Lakers...
Of course.
And, like, yeah, everyone wants to go to Lakers because LeBron and the stage, but I think that he should go to... I think he should go to the Celtics. I think Gordon Hayward's kind of losing it. Yes, Jaylen Brown's a new upcoming star. Jason but they Tatum. Need that... Oh, yeah, Tatum, too. Well, Tatum could... Be, they could move Tatum to the four, the point... Or the power forward, what am I saying? And then put Paul George in the small forward position. I think that would just be really good. Their team would have a lot of depth. But that's my decision on that and what I think should happen. But let's go back to the NFL. I think one of the most competitive divisions is the NFC East. Because it's never the same team. Dallas won it this year. But it's never the same team 2 years in a row. Mm-hmm. I think the Giants are up and coming. I think when they get a young quarterback, maybe another wide receiver, get rid of Odell, maybe get a good pick out of him or something, maybe a nice good defensive player.
And maybe we can trade it. We can honestly, the Giants could trade Odell Beckham for like half amazing offensive line, which we much need to help block for Eli.
Yeah,
I still think that Eli is a good quarterback. Obviously, he's past his prime. I understand that. He's not making very good decisions. But if you give him time in the pocket, he can make throws. Yes, his decision-making is off sometimes. Yes, his athleticism isn't... I mean, it's not like he was very, very athletic, but he still can move around in the pocket a little bit. But if you can just give him time, then he can make plays for you.
Yeah, and that... And the Giants' offensive line was a little bit better than last year. Yeah, I'll take it. They did add Nate Solder, which was good for them. But they just need probably like... It's going to be hard, but two more offensive linemen and then they'll be in good shape.
Mm-hmm.
The Eagles. I'm not really sold onto the Eagles. And I'm personally a Dallas fan, but you get that I don't agree with them. But I just looking at it like a fan of football. Wentz is going to be the hardest decision to make for the Eagles. They're going to have to keep him, but they don't know how long they're going to go with him because he's injury prone, and Foles has brought him to the playoffs and won a couple. He won the Super Bowl with them last year and won a playoff. He won one playoff game.
Yeah, right? Chicago.
Yeah, he beat Chicago, which, then again, Cody Parkey shouldn't have missed it. That was, but
neither here nor there.
Let's not get into that. I just don't think the Eagles really have it. They need a secondary. Their offense is injury prone. I think Ertz is very good. Probably a top three tight end in the league. Their O line has been always pretty solid, but. They're just the.
Thank you.
I just don't think it's gonna be that good for the Eagles. And the Redskins. Alex Smith isn't gonna be. I don't think he's gonna be back for the next year. They're just like a veteran team. They don't really have that many young players on the team.
Yeah.
They're gonna have to get a quarterback. I feel like, because I don't know if they're gonna really stick with Josh Johnson.
Yeah, Josh Johnson's a very good replacement and backup, but I don't think he has what it takes to make it all 16 games and then into the playoffs for the Redskins.
I think also for the Redskins that Jordan Reed is very good, but he is also, he gets injuries. And that's the problem with some of these teams. Like, they have good players, they're just injury prone.
Like Wentz.
Yeah, exactly, like the Eagles with Wentz. And... Like the Redskins this year, they actually didn't do that bad for having so many injuries.
Yeah, not
that it. They were right in it for a while. If they beat Dallas that one game, they're right there. But it's just tough, like, when you have so many injuries and
they have to change quarterbacks, because they had Alex Smith and then he went down with that horrific knee injury, and then they went to Colt McCoy, who got injured, and then they went to Mark Sanchez, who didn't perform well. And then they went to Josh John. Like, it's hard for the offensive lineman to adjust to each quarterback because each quarterback is different. And it's also hard for the wide receivers because balls are thrown differently from each quarterback.
Yeah, and the center is just going to have to deal with a different quarterback every week because of so many injuries last year. They're just, if they don't get injuries, they'll be right in it, I think. And Dallas. This is my team, and I have a lot to say about this team. Dak Prescott, I think, he's good. He's not great. He's good. I was listening to Colin Cowherd on The Herd. If I'm saying that wrong, let me know. But he was saying how he's a great leader. He He gets everyone behind him because he's just... And he's a good fourth quarter quarterback. But just being a good fourth quarter quarterback sometimes is not going to get you that far because you got to perform in the beginning of the game. You can't go down.
You can't come back every
single
time.
You can't come back every single time. They did win the division this year. But that was for the defense.
That was.
If Amari Cooper did not come in, they're in trouble. And that's why I don't like the... And that's why I'm not a big fan of the Pro Bowl. The Pro Bowl, they got to do some with. The skill showdown should be a lot more... They should be a lot more involved with that.
I'm glad that they added that in, though, because what did it just happen? The first time was last year, right? Or was it 2 years ago? I think it was last year.
I think it was last year. Yeah, it might have been last year, but... Like I said, I think Amari Cooper really changed Dallas and just, like... Just spread open the freaking offense and just created more opportunities for Zeke. Got Dak a lot of open looks. And Zeke, we got to sign back a lot of players. DeMarcus Lawrence, I think, is a must that they got to sign back. Zeke and Dak, or most of the rookies that was on the 2016 team, is going to have to be signed back because they're on their last year, mm-hmm. I think, coming up. And it's just a lot of money, and you got to make some sacrifices, and they got to find money somewhere. I think Van Der Esch is really good. I think Jalen Smith's really fast. It's gonna be like, I think he's gonna be very, very good. I think he's gonna be dominant for the next 5 years. What do you think about that?
Mm-hmm. He's got a lot of potential. He's a very fast linebacker.
And Byron Jones, I think, is solid. I think they just need a safety. Jeff Heath's all right. He's a big hitter, but they just need someone who could run the zone really well. Like, a lot of people are saying Earl Thomas, but you're going to have to give up a lot for him.
And he's a head case, too.
And, yeah, he could be a problem. But...
Like Odell Beckham?
But, yeah, I think the Dallas defense is going to be the main thing for him, and I think Dak... If he develops, he just got to get, like, more accurate sometimes. Like, sometimes I'm watching Cowboys games, and he just misses, like, some bad throw. Yeah. And Michael Gallup, that's actually interesting you brought that up. I think he's going to be very good, too. And I think that Dallas offense just needs a tight end, and then they'll be totally fine. I think they'll be okay. They'll be competitive on offense. They're not going to be... that bad. Their offensive line, you already know how good they are. We don't know about Travis Frederick. I don't even know if he's going to come back. But, yeah, like, this whole division is... It's just competitive. I don't know what else to say. It's just really competitive. And then when you look at something like the AFC East with the Patriots, you just know that there's no one in that division who's really going to stand up to them. But that's why I love the NFC East so much, because it's never the same person 2 years in a row.
No.
So, let's shift gears to baseball. It's coming up soon, and I'm looking forward to it. I'm a big Yankees fan, personally, and...
Same as me.
They got Paxton, Adam Octavia,
how to say his last name, the reliever, though.
But I think that was a solid signing. I think their bullpen is really good.
Yeah, they got Britton, Betances, Chapman, the new guy. Who else? Is that it? Oh, Chad Green, too.
Yeah, so I think they can be really good.
Definitely.
There are some problems, though. Chad Green, it's a fastball and nothing else. Betances, you never know what you're going to get out of him. Chapman, you never know what you're going to get out of him. And like I said, when they're at their best... When they're playing their best, they're unstoppable. I think Betances has one of the nastiest curveballs when he's really good.
For sure.
But then you look at something like the Blue... I don't know if any of you guys remember this, but last year against the Blue Jays, he just...
Oh, yeah.
Couldn't find anything, and it happens, so...
But every pitcher has their bad games.
Yeah, and... If you could just get consistency from that bullpen, I think you'll be very good.
Yeah.
Didi's injured, and we got Troy Tulowitzki. I like that. So it's like, we got him for free, basically. Yeah, and, we didn't pay much. I think that was a really solid signing. I like Troy Tulowitzki back then. He can't get injuries, but we have such a big depth. I can't really speak. On our team. And even, like, Jacoby Ellsbury, he's been injured a lot, but we paid him so... I think the whole contract with him was pretty dumb.
Yeah.
We paid so much for him, but we're going to have to use him at some point. $32 million a year or something like that.
Yeah.
And our outfield is just... I just love our outfield, but people are saying we should get Bryce Harper.
I think he's going to Philly.
Yeah, but he's... I think he's going to go to Philly, too.
I feel like we should have made a move on either him or Machado, because Machado did want... I know we have Andujar, and I understand that, but you just can't pass up on someone like a talent like Machado. Like, Andujar's still young, and he's still got a lot of learning to do. He hurt the team defensively last year. His bat was amazing. Like, what he lead, like, the league in doubles for rookies last year.
Yeah.
But Machado is just fundamentally sound on defense, and he obviously brings the big bat to the plate as well. I just wish we made a move on him or Harper. But
I do agree on that. And our infield is pretty good. We have Voit, who...
Voit, beast. He showed up in the second half of the season.
Yes, I do agree with that. I just hope he can keep that going for this year that's coming up.
I know you're a big Greg Bird guy. So what are your thoughts on him now?
I'm a big my favorite number is 33, and he's been. He's really good in the. I think he's really good in the playoffs when they give him the chance. He just had a tough year last year, and he kept getting underballs and just kept popping them up. It happens. I know a lot of Yankees fans were happy with him, but I think you just got to give him one more chance, and then if he doesn't, then you're going to have to do something about that. He's a great backup, though, for Voit. Yeah. And you can switch it around because Voit's a righty and he's a lefty.
Mm-hmm.
Gleyber Torres is young. Great.
Great.
Love that.
We have Didi at short when he comes back.
Yeah, when Didi comes back, we'll have him. Right now, we have Troy. I don't know if we go after Machado or not, but... We have Andujar there, which I love Andujar. I think he was my MVP for the team last year.
Definitely. What about Gary Sanchez?
Yeah, I think Gary Sanchez is going to have a bounce-back year. He just had a tough year. I like that we got Romine back for... I think Romine was very good when he...
Yeah, Romine had a good season last year. Behind the plate, he's the best catcher on the team. Gary Sanchez has the better bat because he has the more power. But Romine's definitely a better defensive catcher.
And I think there's just something wrong with Gary. I think he just had injuries and injury. He just couldn't really come back from it. But our pitching staff also, it's Sev, Paxton,
Tanaka,
CC, and we got rid of Gray, I know, which was, I'm really happy they got rid of him.
Yeah, Sonny Gray was...
He wasn't good. I don't know what else to say. He just wasn't that good. But yeah, I think our whole team is pretty good. I think we're gonna have a good chance against Boston this year. Boston didn't really make that many moves, and the Yankees made the moves they needed to. But I think they just need to make one more move, and then they'll be set. Like I said, Boston didn't really make that many moves. Their team is young.
With a lot of speed.
Yeah, with a lot of speed. Mookie Betts is a really, really good player. And I think the one problem is when you have that Red Sox-Yankees matchup, Price is going to get killed every time against the Yankees.
They tee off.
And I witnessed it personally, how crazy it is. And it's just the Yankees just turn it up when they go against David Price. And it's just very... very fun to watch as a Yankees fan, but as a Red Sox fan, you got to realize that sometimes he's just really not that good against the Yankees, and you got to get someone that has a good track record against the Yankees.
And it's not because he's a lefty, because the Yankees cannot do anything against Chris Sale when he comes to pitch against
us. Yeah, Sale's a great ace.
I mean, I'm not saying, obviously David Price isn't as good as Chris Sale, but it's not because he's a lefty is what I'm saying.
Yeah, and I think it's just going to be a really, really good... You never know. I think the Yankees have a little bit of an edge on the Red Sox because of the moves they made with the bullpen and obviously Paxton, but I think they just have a good chance. I left out Jay Happ, who's another lefty that could be really useful. Not really been looking at... The whole Machado thing, there's so many teams interested. And
White Sox.
White Sox. I think the Yankees obviously a little bit.
Phillies.
And the Phillies have been really looking at... But I think the Phillies can be really good if they get Bryce Harper. I think their outfield's going to be very, very good. They'll have Reese, Harper if he comes, and...
Herrera,
yeah. And... I think they'll be a good. I think the Phillies could be a sleeper team. I think if they get Bryce, they'll be right there. Got anything else to say about the MLB and anything like that? You got anything else?
I forgot to. This is a big name. He's a very up and coming star, and I really hope the Yankees make a big move. That Cashman makes a big move for Nolan Arenado. I would love to have Nolan Arenado on our team.
I am a big fan of Nolan. I think I would like to move... If we did get him, which I don't know if they're going to get him, but it would be interesting if they did. He's a really good player.
Mm-hmm.
But he is a third baseman. I think we got to stick with Andujar. He just did very well last year. And... If you had to get Arenado, I think you should switch him at, like, you would put him in, like, second base or shortstop. And then have him maybe sometimes DH. And that brings me to this, actually, about the Yankees. I love Stanton. He was the MVP the year before.
Mm-hmm.
He had a lot of big moments for the Yankees during the regular season, but if he can't get it going in the playoffs... He just has to get it going in the playoffs. I don't know what else to say. He did have a homer in the wild card, but in the big games versus the Red Sox or something, they just gotta make some moves, and I don't know what else to say. He just gotta be a lot better. I think Judge is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
He's probably gonna be the best player soon, behind Trout. Hicks is a very good player.
Sleeper player,
definitely. Yeah, yeah. I think he had a really good year last year.
I feel like he hits the same lefty and righty because he's a switch hitter. So I feel like he does have bring power to play on both sides, which is phenomenal, and we need that.
Yeah, and I think Brian Cashman he's a smart guy. He's always been. I don't want to jinx it, but he's always made some really good moves.
Yeah, he makes like moves that like so. For example, I'm not saying this is going to happen, but like. The Phillies could say that they're signing Bryce Harper, and then all of a sudden Cashman would swoop in and just sign Harper and for a lot of money. And
he's just a really good GM in my opinion, yeah. And he just makes a lot of good moves. And I keep saying "and," but there's a lot to say about the Yankee team, and I think they're going to be a very good team. Maybe have a chance being the best in the AL. We'll see.
Maybe in the league.
Yeah, maybe even in the league, but we're going to have to wait and see. It all depends on that starting rotation.
The AL is a very competitive division. You got the Astros, the Red Sox, of course.
The A's. Indians,
the A's, the Indians.
I think...
It's very competitive in the AL.
Yeah, it is a very competitive... Very, very competitive. I actually want to get back to one more point about the NFL. I was talking about the Cowboys. I'm a big Cowboy fan. And I just want to throw it out there. they really got to just clean house with their coaching staff, and every Cowboy fan knows this, and I saw something really interesting, and I want to bring it up. Jason Garrett, he does win divisions for us, but that's because we have the talent to win the divisions. He doesn't really give us the edge, because in the playoffs, he's not good. He's not a good coach in the playoffs. He doesn't know how to make the right moves, and you saw it against the Rams. An old C.J. Anderson that, to his credit, he did really well, and he's been doing really well when he got there. But we've been known to stop the run, and we didn't stop the run. And I don't think that was really – I think that was just Jason Garrett having a bad game plan. I think that whole Cowboys-Rams game was a bad game plan in the start. And it cost us, and we lost another divisional round game, and it's just the same story every year with the Cowboys.
Also, it helped in the Rams for that game that they didn't have to play in the wild card game because they had the bye, so – Gurley was fresh because he hadn't played for the last 3 weeks prior to that game.
Yeah, the two running backs just had a field day against the Cowboys defense. Legs. And I think I'm happy that Scott Linehan is out. I don't know about Kellen Moore being our offensive coordinator. I would like John Kitna instead. I think we have to let Jason Garrett go. Maybe Mike McCarthy, you just know that Jerry Jones is not going to get rid of him because of the close relationship they have.
And they just signed an extension on Garrett.
Yeah, so it's just, I just don't like the whole situation with the coaching staff. I think Ron Marinelli isn't that bad. It's just their offense of coaches that really need help. Maybe even something like Tony Romo could come, because I would like to say one thing about Tony Romo. He's a great, great commentator. And if I had to pick a role model that I look up to, is him. Because he just goes through, he's been through so much, and he's just grinding it out. And people give him the status of the best commentator out right now. And it's just great to hear. But if he just brought his mindset to the Cowboys offense, I think they could be really good. And I think they could be more creative, and I think that's what their problem was, that you just know what's coming.
Mm-hmm.
It's the offensive story every year is, or since 2016, Zeke getting the ball 25 times, and if he doesn't get the ball 25 times, we most likely will lose. And it's just hard, and it's tough. I mean, you just gotta be more creative. I think Tavon Austin is a great pickup from us. We gotta keep him. I know Cole Beasley's out. I'm kind of sad about that. I like Cole Beasley as a Cowboy fan, and that's all I have to really say. And do you have any last words?
Nope, nothing. I think we covered everything.
All right. Well, that kind of covers up everything that I really wanted to talk about today. And as my debut, I hope you guys like this. This is the Lex podcast, and I hope you guys enjoyed.